Good evening.
Good evening.
You are the first to arrive.
Okay. Marco. Okay, I'm gonna move.
Good evening. So we will count the Omer. Last night we counted the 21st day of the Omer. And step one is the L'shem Yehud.
Mirandela.
Good evening, Mirandela.
Good evening.
L'shem Yehud, good Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bit Hilu, Urchimu, Urchimu, Hilu, Leachta, L'shem Yud He, Bubavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Hine Anachnu, Bayem, L'kayem, Mitzvat, Sefirat, HaOmer, La'asot Nachat Ruach, Le'otrenu, V'la'asot Ratzon Borenu, Vayhino Amadonai Elohinu Alena Maseya Denu Kunane Alena Maseya Denu Kunanehu. Step two is to connect to the verses that align our consciousness for the counting. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo. Igmor biadi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo. Hazdecha Leolam Maase Yadicha El Teref. Ekra Elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alay V'avor Alayich V'erech Mitvoseset V'damayich V'yomar Lecha V'damayich Hayei V'yomar Lecha V'damayich Hayei. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohe wahe adanu yo Yohe da wanu he yo Elohe gedalta meod Hod v'hadar levashta O teor keshalma no te shemayim Kariya. Step three is the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu He Yo Yud He Wav He Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Ha'yom shenayim v'yesrim yom la'omer sheheim shalosha shavuot v'yom yom echad. Today is day 22 of the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 1 day. Harachamanu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. And we all say Amen. The number 22 connects to the 22 letters of the alphabet. The number 22 connects to the total energy of all of the vessels in creation. Step 6 is to connect to the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Alam natsaya bin gino mizmor shir. Elohim yachanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er pana vitanu sela. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha, b'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Amim. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Bismachu v'raninu le'umim ki. The word le'umim is the 22nd word. And it means a people with or a nation. The correction of the children of Israel in this generation, if living outside of the land of Israel, living in the exile, is to decide to leave their comfortable lives and make aliyah to Israel, or not. If a person is living in the land of Israel, the tikkun of the generation is to transform the law of the state of Israel to Torah laws instead of secular laws. Where are you spiritually with this aspect of your tikkun within the nation of Israel? What do you need to change about yourself in order to achieve that tikkun so that you can help make that decision? Ki tishvot. The letter Vav in Tishpot is the 22nd letter. The letter Vav represents Zeranpin. It represents male energy. It represents sharing. It represents the flow of Shefa into this world that has to flow through the Vav. The word Vav in Hebrew means a hook. To what are you hooked? What are your addictions? What physical things do you find it hard to let go of? These are your idols. Can you change yourself so that you remove your idols from your idol worship? Amin mishor ulumim ba'aret kanchem selah. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim Kulam, Eretz Natna Yevula Yevarkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu, Yevarkeinu Elohim, Ve'yiru Oto, Kol Asei Aretz. The seventh step is the Anabakoa. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa or singing the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir Terura, Alapet Gimel Yutach Tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu paharenu nora. Ufreshayim sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharim, Rachame Sidkatcha. The letter Tzadi is the 22nd letter in the Anabakoa. The letter Tzadi is has the meaning of righteousness, becoming a tzaddikim. What do you have left to change about yourself so that you can become a tzaddik or a tzaddeket? Tamid gamlem betedresh tzaditav gimel. Hasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatecha tet kufbet tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokhre kedushatecha. Yud gimelamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea ta'alumo shin kufal tzadiyutaf. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, Baruch Shem Kifal Malchuto Alam. Step 8. The 22nd journey is the walking in the desert. The 22nd journey was to leave Harada and camp in Machelot. Machelot is a place of assembly, possibly the place where the miracle of Aaron's rod occurred in response to Korach's challenge. And this reflects the community building, the journey in our lives. When we build or when we join a community, when we assemble a group toward a particular cause or effort. Machelot is a state of unity, when we feel connected with each other and with ourselves. And together we serve a higher purpose. As in Psalm 68, the Machelot, in full assemblies, they praised God. The ultimate transformation of fear, Charada, is when it leads us to gather and appreciate and sing praise for our divine blessings. The ninth step. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kedei letacharenu miklipotenu umtumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betorata huspartem lahem mimacharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviyachem eto omer ha-tudufa sheva shabbatot tamimotiyena mimacharat ha-shabbat. Ha-shevi tusefiru Chamishim yom kidei sheitacharu. Nafshotamcha Yisrael mizohamatam. Uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha. Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yoahe dawanu heyo. Eloheinu, Elohe Avotenu, Shebizchut Sefirat Omer, Shesafarti Hayom, Yetukan Mashabaganti, Sefirah. Chesed Shebenetzach. As we know, Chesed is loving kindness. Netzach is eternal victory. What does loving kindness of victory look like? How will you utilize your loving kindness in your victory? How will you treat the defeated foe? V'yetaher v'yetkadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen selah. The tenth step is to connect to the tzaddikim who left on the seventh day of Iyar. Rabbi Shlomo Ephraim of Lunschitz. Rabbi Chaim Moshe Reuben Elazari. The prophet that is associated with Chesed Shebenetzach is Azariyahu ben Oded. Translation of this name is God's helper, the son of Oded. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row in the right-hand column. When that opens up, it's a list of all of the parashas in the year. Scroll down till you find Parashah Kiddushim. When the landing page for Kiddushim opens up, scroll down till you find section 1, because that's where we will be studying tonight. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Chilu Chilu Urchimu Le'ahta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Vaydaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoahei Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Daber El Kol Adat Bnei Israel Weamarta Alehem Kedoshim Tihiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Elohechem Rabbi Elazar Pata Al Tihiyu Kisus Kifered Ein Tavi Havin Wegomer Bekama Zimnin O Raita Asidat Behu Bibin Asha Kama Zimnin Arimat Kalin Lekol Sitrin Leitara Lehu Vekuhu Demikin Bishenata Bechovechon La Mistaklin Willa Mashkichin Behech Antin Yekumun Yim Leyuoma Dedina Ilaa Kadit Balon Malka Ilaa Elbona Deoraita Ditzavavtchat Lakav Lehon Vilachadru Antin Lekavila Dekulchu Pegimin Pekola Dilayadiyu Mehem Nuta Demalka Ila'a Vavi Lon Vavi V'nafshachon. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, Hashem, your Elohim, am holy. Rabbi Elazar commenced the discussion. Be not like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding. How many times did the Torah attest to people? How many times did she raise her voice in every direction to awaken them? But they all lay sleeping, unaware of their sins. They do not look or pay attention to the time when they will rise up to face the day of heavenly judgment. At this time, the heavenly king will extract from them the shame of the Torah that cried out against them, and yet they did not even turn their face to her. All are found totally defective, since they do not know of the faith of the heavenly king. Woe to them and woe to their souls. My commentary. We have learned from the Zohar elsewhere that Tuma, the impurity, is contagious. Is holiness contagious? Hashem is holy. The Torah tells us so. If I become close to Hashem, do I catch holiness, so to speak? We first have to learn what is holiness. We have taught it in our emails on this parasha. Holiness is potentially available when someone first purifies themselves. Only then might Hashem lift them to a higher level of purity and transform them from a left column entity to a right column entity. Is this right column aspect relative or is it permanent? There are many questions that need to be answered about both purity and holiness. If I have become pure and transformed to holiness by Hashem, does the impurity of death remove my holiness? This is just one question that needs to be answered. Of course, I am so far from being purified that the question is actually just delaying my spiritual work. Since I will be unable to utilize the answer in my life, more than likely. A second pasuk. Dehal raita beya aschidat ve'amrat mipeti asur. Heina chasar levabra lo, mahum chasar lev, delet lea behem nuta, demandela ishtadal, beoraita lav beya, mehem nuta ufagin, umilkola. Amralo, omralo, mi bae leya, kada omra, le el salya, mahu amra, elale achlela, ulitosfa, oraita, dileela, dehio karya. Leyachasar lev, pagim mimheim nuta. For the Torah attests to him and says, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for he that lacks understanding, she says to him, who is meant by he that lacks understanding? This means one who has no faith and is defective in every respect. He questions, why is it written, she lays to him, she says to him, when it should read, I say to him. As the verse says, I will say to El, my rock. So why does it say here, she says? And he answers, it wishes to include and add the supernal Torah, which also calls him, he that lacks understanding, meaning defective in faith. My commentary. Please note that there are two conditions that relate to information in this verse, and to this verse from Proverbs or from Mishle. The first is faith, which must be defined. It is coming from the word emunah as a verb. Remember, emunah is a lower level than bitachon, which is usually translated as trust. And bitachon is below vadai, which is certainty, which is only rarely discussed and then only by the Kabbalists. Which level is being described and discussed? The other item is the pasuk says, one who is defective in every respect, who is defective in everything, and has never even done one mitzvah, even if done incorrectly throughout their three incarnations? Or does this apply strictly to this one incarnation? So many questions are being raised in my mind. The third pasuk. Deha ki tanenan ko mandila ishtadal beoraita asir lemikrav legabeya leishtatfa lehadeya ulmebad beya sechorta Wikish Lameha. Ime Bioraitha. Dehale Bea. Mahem Nuta Tanenan. Kobarnash the Azil Bioraitha. Belet Imea Miladio Raita. Ichayal. Lenafshea. Kashin mandis davag beora orcha iman delait bea bemehem nuta delachashiv likara demarea vedideya delachas al nafshea. We have learned this. It is forbidden to approach all who fail to toil in Torah, and is forbidden to be partners with him or to do business with him. And one must surely not travel with him on the way, since he lacks faith. We learn that one who walks along the road without mentioning words of Torah endangers his life. This is all the more the case for he who befriends on the road someone who lacks faith. Someone who lacks faith. Because he himself does not properly honor his master, nor even his own, as he shows a lack of concern for his own life. My commentary. We are getting some clarity from this verse about the questions that I asked earlier. These pasukim are speaking to people who operate their lives based on the lower level of yirah. Yirah can be fear or awe, as we know. This is dealing with the level of fear. Why should I be concerned about my life? I cannot die. I can make mistakes, and traveling on a path that leads me away from Torah, God forbid, will be a mistake. That is clear. Associating with people that do not follow or live the Torah will eventually cause me to make a mistake. Yet how will these people find their way to Torah? If I am on the lower level, it is not my responsibility to help them, to see that since I cannot protect myself from becoming confused by their teachings. This is why the pasuk appears to be exclusionary, when it is not saying anything about what that person should do, only what I need to do. The fourth pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mandila Chasal Nafshea, Heich Yishlof Nafsha de Kashra Livreya. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tau Hana, Aldira Lehaitmar. Mila wegomer vialda ketiv altihiyu kesus kefered ein havin zakhaim inun tzadikayayo umishtad demishtadle bioraita biyadin orcho. Tekud Shabarichu Kadshe Karmaihu Tekud Shabarichu Demalka Ishtakahu Kadishain Bekola Ukich Mishalfe Rucha Dekucha Milela Uvnaihu Kulhu Zakaye Keshot v'ichon, v'ichrun b'nei malka, b'nin chadishim. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, how will he who shows no concern for his own life, namely by associating with one lacking faith, draw a proper soul to his son? Rabbi Elazar said, I wonder about this generation, and this matter was discussed. About this it is written, be not like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding. Be not like a horse or a mule, which have no understanding. Happy are the righteous who strive in the Torah and know the ways of the Holy One, blessed be he, and sanctify themselves with the sanctity of the King. They are in a total state of holiness. For this reason, they attract the spirit of holiness from above. Their children are truly righteous and are called the children of the King, holy children. My commentary. This pasuk seems to contradict our definition of holiness. It implies that something holy from above rests upon the lower level. One must realize that this pasuk is not using holiness, but sanctity. It is two different aspects. The fifth pasuk. Vavi lehon lerashi ayayo dekulhu chatzifin v'ovadaihu chatzifin v'gine kach yarchitin v'naihu nasha chatzifa misitra dimsa ava kimadiktiv v'nit metem Bam Atalis Tahava Mithavin Leya Altihu Kisus Kifered Deinun Marenzununatnuta Alcola Ein Havin Delaishta Lun Benena Shabi Archa Dadehi hake ketiv, haka ein chavin, uktiv chatam, v'haklavim azei nefesh, lo yadu sava, v'hema roim, lo yadu havin kulu, Kulo Mark Yehon Mistamin Inundikrun Azenefesh Maitama Mishum Dila Yadu Ravim. Woe be to evildoers who are brazen and act with insolence at times of intercourse. For this reason, their offspring acquire a brazen soul from the side of defilement, as it is written, that you should acquire a brazen soul from the side of defilement, as it is written, that you should be defiled by them. He who seeks to become clean is made unclean. Be not like the horse or the mule, as these animals are very loose in morality. More than all other creatures, which have no understanding. For people of this sort do not try to understand this way. It is written, which have no understanding. And in another place, yea, the dogs are greedy in the soul. They never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. This means that just as they are greedy in their soul, also here it reveals that they will prepare for themselves children who will be called greedy in their souls. For what reason? Because they cannot understand. the commentary. We see from this pasuk the teaching of reincarnation. The consciousness of the parent is what determines the tikkun of the child. They can change that consciousness, which then helps the child to achieve this tikkun easier, meaning with mercy. This happens when they teach the child the proper way of behavior and deciding to not be reactive and act brazenly and with insolence. The sixth pasuk. Wehem aroim, my roim, ileni nun, madbere uman haige, lebarnash vageinom, lo yadu sava, kada ale aluka, shete benot, hal hal bekich tinun, hal hal la yadu. Sava kulam ledarkam panu ish levito mikateho dehata yare tegehinom minun wekolda mangarim lehu pegindila itkadashu. Behahu zivuga kamad itzterich v'yad ketiv kedoshim tiyu ki kadoshani Hashem amar kucha barichu mikol she'ar amin La rayati liad beka be'ela Yisrael dekuti viatem chad vekim ba'adonai yohewahe adanuyo yohahe dawanu heyo Atun vila sha'ar amin v'kich kedoshim. Tihiyu de'aika. And they are shepherds. He questions, who are these shepherds? And answers, these are those who guide and lead the people in Gehinom. They never have enough. Just as the verse that says, the leech, namely, Gehinom has two daughters crying, give, give. Because they say, give, give, then they never have enough. They all look it to their own way, every one of, for his gain from his quarter. Since they seek out Gehinom, what caused all this? It is because they did not sanctify themselves at the mating as much as they should have. Therefore it is written, you shall be holy, for I, Hashem, your Elohim, am holy. The Holy One, blessed be He, says, from all nations I wanted only Israel to cling to me, as it is written. But you that did cleave of Hashem, you, not the other nations, for this reason you shall be holy indeed. My commentary. Please note the idea of insufficient sanctification at mating. Remember the teaching that even if one did not follow the regulations of family purity, when their children were conceived, they can do a mikveh at another time as part of the process of teshuvah and assist the tikkun of their children to become more merciful. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourselves, our next class is tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time. And then there will be a class Motzi Shabbat. That will also be a Zohar class. I hope you're not following me. I hope you'll join us in these two wonderful classes. The study of Psalms in the morning Friday, and the study of the Zohar in the evening. Are there any questions? Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.